The Twins start fast against the White Sox. Top of the first, it's already 1-0, and there are two men aboard for Eduardo Escobar.
A drive to left field and deep. This is back towards the bleachers and gone! And the Twins have four in the first and lead 4-0.
High fly to right field and deep. Garcia going back, and Sano has a home run into the Twins bullpen, and it's 6-0. Happy birthday, Miguel Sano.
And here's Melky Cabrera, the one for his last 14, and a pitch. Hit to right field, hit fairly well. Long run, Robbie. Robbie will turn around. This one's gone.
Three quick runs here in the fifth.
And Duffy delivers, and this ball's well stroked left field, and that is a home run. And a White Sox, they trail by one now.
And the Twins are asking him to get five outs.
Second and third, the 3-2. He struck him out swinging.
One and two.
Got him.
Got him looking.
Ford, one more out here in the ninth inning. Now Abreu 0-for-4 tonight. 1-1, a line drive to right, Kepler there. Max calls, he catches, ball game over.
Brandon Kinstler gets a five-out save, and the Twins hang on for the 7-6 win. Eduardo Escobar goes 2-for-3 with a home run and four RBIs. Miguel Sano homers for his second straight birthday. He turns 24 on Thursday, and Minnesota takes both games of its rain-shortened series in Chicago. Early offense and a strong performance from the bullpen give the Twins a big win in Chicago. Paul Molitor's club is up to 17-14 for the year.
You know, I don't think it was any one pitch or anything like that. It was just, you know, they pecked away and, you know, they put a couple up there. And the home run by Cabrera, obviously, it was a big blow. And they hit some balls hard that inning and got back out there the next inning. And it kind of continued. So, I was, you know, we're trying to get him through five. He got the first couple outs there. And then, you know, give up another hit. So we had to turn it over. But it was a good win because we had to fight. You know, we got a nice jump, swung the bats well early, took advantage of a misplay. A lot of guys, you know, contributed offensively, and the bullpen did a nice job to close it out, especially Brandon.
You talked about Eduardo Escobar before the game, your decision to stick with him versus Kenny Vargas in the lineup. Obviously, a good decision pays off.
You know, it turned out he had a good night. You know, he had a big, you know, the home run, obviously. And then I thought his at-bat to drive in the next run was important because it was a response to them scoring. Took a nice walk later in the game. So, you know, he's been swinging really well from the right side, and he took advantage of his opportunity tonight.
Extended duty for Brandon Kinstler. What'd you like about his night?
He's fresh. I mean, he hasn't had a ton of work as of late. The way the inning unfolded, I was just taking a chance there, trying to get a ground ball. He ends up getting a couple strikeouts, which were huge, especially after the wild pitch. And then, you know, he had a clean ninth. So that's a big league save for sure.
How impressive was Presley's inning, Molly?
Probably his best outing. I mean, you know, he's mixed in a couple along the way. But, you know, to come in a one-run game there after we had kind of lost a little momentum and shut it down with, you know, three good hitters, aggressive with his fastball, command of his off-speed pitches. And, you know, that was to get through that inning and give us a chance to set up the eighth and ninth. You know, obviously that's a big setup inning for us.
What about the two games for your bullpen after the stuff against Boston to reestablish
your
confidence?
You know, we got banged around a little bit there and a couple of big innings. I think if you want to call 8 and 10 big innings. And then but yeah, they, you know, it's regroup and come back and try to do your job the next time. That's a big part of being a reliever, is being able to kind of learn from those type of outings, but hopefully you bounce back when you get your next chance.
What is the difference between a four out and a five out save? You've asked Brandon to do it four times for four outs, but that extra out.
It's just kind of a feel thing. You're kind of looking at the situation, the game, and you know, the fact that I wasn't too concerned if he was able to somehow get through it, he might end up 25 to 30 pitches, but, you know, I was willing to live with that to try to find a way to hang on. You know, I had Breslow ready for their catcher, but I was hoping to get a grounder. So, you know, I think he threw him a 3-2 changeup, which was a gutsy pitch, but he got that strikeout and followed up with the next one.
Brian Dozier had missed Minnesota's last three games with an ankle sprain, but he returned in style on Thursday, going 1-for-4 with a solo home run.
Ooh, at the end, I got my blood flow a little bit. I like that. That's good baseball. You know, these are the games you look back when you're in August, September for the playoff race, and you know, that one-run ball games that you just that sometimes you come on the losing end. And we pushed forward. We made a few mistakes, but we kept battling early on all throughout the whole nine innings. And Kinsler doing a heck of a job picking Bilal up and then saving the game for us. A huge win for all of us.
You missed 5 days with the injury. You come back and get your fifth home run of the season. I'm sure the ankle felt pretty good rounding the bases there.
Yeah, well, it definitely feels good when you're jogging instead of sprinting. But but either way, we had a bunch of good at-bats. Sano with another homer. Escobar with a heck of a game. Four RBIs, that's huge. And all in all, our bullpen picked each other up. Our offense, same thing. Everything seems to be clicking, and we're going into Cleveland to face a really good team. So it's going to be an exciting weekend.
Another road win for you guys, which those were hard to come by, especially early on in the season a year ago. Based on that alone, how different is this team?
Yeah, it's a lot different. You recognize that we feel like we're pretty dang good, but you try to win ball games at home, we get all that and stuff, but you make your hay on the road and stuff. Especially coming in against a team that's been pretty high, the White Sox, and with a good staff and winning two, we'll take that every time.
Next up for the Twins is a three-game series with the Indians in Cleveland. Beginning on Friday, Irvin Santana will start the opener.